Oh my god, quick, unlock the door. What are you waiting for? Come on, stop fumbling with the keys. Oh my god, finally. Oh my god, we're such idiots for not taking umbrellas with us. And my coat didn't stand a chance against this rain. Okay, fine. I'm such an idiot. I know that you didn't want to go out in the first place. Oh my god. Look at us, we're both soaking wet. Do you think maybe you could lend me some dry clothes? No, I don't care if they're too big for me. Anything's good, long as it's dry. Thank you. Thanks. Yeah, of course it's fine that you changed first. I can't expect you to stay drenched while you pick something out for me. I'll be right back. What was that? Oh, yeah, I'd love a cup of tea. I'll take whatever you have. This shirt is really comfy. It smells so nice. I might have to steal it from you. I hung my clothes over the radiator in your bedroom. I hope that that's okay. Ooh, would you light a scented candle? Apple and cinnamon. It smells really nice. You really know how to make it cozy in here. All that's missing now is a fireplace with a big soft rug in front of it. How about we grab some blankets and get comfy on the couch? That's almost as good, right? I'm comfortable now. The tea tastes great, by the way. Thank you. You know, I really love this season. The days getting shorter, all the leaves turning red, going for walks through the woods and jumping into puddles, getting to wear coats and hoodies again. It always puts me in a good mood. I mean, yeah, getting surprised by rain is a bit of a downside, and those wet leaves are surprisingly dangerous. If you didn't catch me, I probably would have broken something. But thank you again for going with me. I know you don't like this weather quite as much as I do, and probably would have preferred to stay inside, so I really appreciate it. I won't try and make you leave the house again today, I promise. We can just stay inside and watch TV or play some games until I have to leave. My clothes should hopefully be dry by then as well. You've been so good to me today. But, can I maybe ask you for one more favor? I won't be upset if you don't say yes. I hope this isn't too awkward. Do you think that we could, I don't know, cuddle? I'm still cold and I always feel so warm and soft when you hug me. We've known each other for so many years now, a little bit of cuddling between friends shouldn't be weird, right? Yay! Okay. Do you think I could be the big spoon? I want to hold you like a big, warm teddy bear. And I don't want you to eat a boner and poke my butt. Stop blushing, I'm just joking. Here, let me crawl under the blanket with you. I never know where to put my arm. Just move a little bit so... Yeah, like that. That's good. You're basically radiating heat. It feels so nice. So do you have any plans for Halloween yet? No. No, I'm just asking because Sarah invited me to a party and I thought maybe you'd like to join. I'm sure she'd be fine with you tagging along. She's probably expecting us to come together anyways, but I can ask her if you want me to be certain. No, I don't have a costume yet. I might go as a witch again, even if I have been one for the past couple of years. You think I look cute as a witch? I am not cute, okay? I'm very spooky. Especially with the hat and the striped stockings. They're downright terrifying. So what are you going as?
Ooh, a vampire. Well, I'll make sure to eat some garlic before the party then.
No, we're not being uncreative. We just like the classics. There's nothing wrong with that.
This is what I needed right now. I feel so comfortable and safe holding you like this.
Do you think I could slide my hand under your shirt? Just like on your belly? Why are you twitching? Is my hand still cold? Oh, you're ticklish there? Well, that's good to know.
I could stay here like this for hours, listening to the rain pouring outside, feeling you breathe slowly and smelling you, being this warm and cozy.
You want to turn around so you can hold me too?
Yeah, I'd love that.
Yes. Hold me tight.
It might be a bit silly, but you know, I'm kind of glad we got caught up in the rain. Otherwise, we probably wouldn't be doing this right now.
You would also have done this without a reason?
I know, but I think it would have felt too awkward to ask.
Sorry. That spot on my lower back is really sensitive.
No, don't pull your hand away. I like being touched there. At least if it's someone I trust.
Do you have any spots you like having touched?
You like somebody to stroke your hair?
I'll do that for you.
Let me run my hands through your hair.
Lightly massage your scalp.
I can feel you getting goosebumps.
I really don't tell you enough just how much I appreciate you. You always care for me. Like, not only like today, but also you're just there for me. Whatever's on my mind, I can always talk to you. I can trust you, and you get me like nobody else does.
No, I mean it. I just love spending time with you. We don't even really have to do anything. It's just being around you makes me happy. I love how passionate you get about things. You can talk about them for hours and enjoy every second of it. I love how when you concentrate on something, you get that little indent in the middle of your forehead from scrunching up your eyebrows.
I love hearing your voice, whether you're happy or sad or tired or excited. And right now, I love your warm body and feeling your breath on my skin. Lately, I've noticed that whenever we're close to each other, my heart starts beating faster and I almost feel nervous, but in a good way. Even though we've spent countless hours together, it's different. I wanted to tell you this for so long, but I was afraid I'd weird you out. Wait, what are you? Oh my god. Is this really happening? Your lips are so soft.
Taste amazing.
Don't think I'm not noticing that hand moving down to my butt, mister. It's okay. You could slide your hand down my pants and grab my ass if you want. Of course, I'm not wearing panties. They have to also dry. And I didn't think you would have any I could borrow. Besides, they'd be soaked again by now, anyways. Let me hold you tighter. I want to feel your whole body pressed up against me. Seems like you're a little bit excited as well. I'm sure you don't mind if I rub myself against you, do you? That was such a cute moan. I don't know about you, but I think I'm warm enough now. And they say we get rid of these shirts. I figured I wouldn't have to ask twice. You didn't. You really didn't hesitate to go right for me, boobs. I'm like, oh. Thanks, I made them myself. Yeah, my nipples are really sensitive. Please. I want you to. Be careful with your teeth. I can feel your fingertips below my waistband. Stop being such a fucking tease and touch my pussy. I know you want to. Do you feel how wet you made me? Little to the left and right there. Just take off my pants, they're just in the way. You can only fit one hand down there, mister. Use the other one up here. I want you to play with me. Will you squeeze my breasts? Kiss my neck. Fuck, it feels good. You don't happen to have any condoms nearby, do you?
Why am I asking? What do you think? Oh, you just want to hear me say it? Fine. I want you to fuck me right now. Are you happy now?
Good. That was quick. Oh, you just keep these right inside of the coffee table, huh?
Here, let me help you out of those pants. Thank you. Oh, your cock is perfect. Can I touch you? Feels so good in my hand. Somebody's fucking hard. I knew from the sweatpants you wear at the gym that you're pretty well equipped, but I have to say, this is even more impressive up close. Come on, those sweatpants really don't hide it. I thought you were wearing them around me on purpose. Now give me the condom. There we go. And draw it down. Little squeeze just to mess with you. Lie down on your back so I can straddle you. Fuck. I love feeling your cock pressing up against my pussy. I'm just gonna rub my pussy against you and mess with you a little bit more. Okay. No more teasing. Give me a second to get used to. I'm just gonna lower myself down really slowly. Oh, I think you're all the way in now. Fuck, you feel so good. No, don't move yet. I just wanna feel you for a second. Okay. I'm gonna start writing you now, okay? Fuck, you're stretching me out so much. Feels so fucking good. Keep going just like that. Grab my hips. Oh, please. I want you to pull me down onto your cock. Oh, fuck. I'm such an idiot for not telling you earlier. This feels fucking amazing. Hold on.
Hold on. I'm not ready to come yet. Give me a second. I need to. Oh, fuck. Please. Thank you. Please help me. Hold on. Is there another position you'd like to try? You're a fan of doggy? Yeah, sure. Let me get down on my hands and knees for you. Put your hand on my lower back again. What are you waiting for? I need you inside of me again. No, don't make me beg. Just fuck me. Please. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're going so much faster. You can get really deep from here. Oh, fuck. Keep going. Fuck. Keep going. Grab my hair if you want to. I don't fucking care. No, it's okay. You're not hurting me. Come on. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're so fucking good at this. Fuck. No one's ever made me feel like this. Fuck. Hold on. Wait. Give me a second. I want us to come together. Come with me, baby. Oh, come on. Oh, fuck, I want you to come. Well, you're inside me, come on. Come with me. Oh my god. Oh, I fucked your cock throbbing inside of me while I was coming. Fuck, that was so hot. Pull on me slowly. Oh, shit. Fuck, I need to lie down. Can you hold me again? Thank you. Oh, you're absolutely amazing. What did you say? I love you too. I've never really had the guts to tell you. I'm really glad you feel the same way.
So, what do you think if I stayed the night? I really don't want to go out in the rain again, so we could just keep cuddling, maybe order some food. And I think we have some things to catch up on. I love you so, so much. Mm-hmm.